Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
It was late on the eve before Rio's carnival, and Helena Jansen was in our safekeeping at Sir Giles Davenport's Copacabana apartment, sleeping exhausted after the way her brother Roger Deauville had treated her. The next day would see the riotous start of the three-day celebrations, and Chaka would set about getting the last of the death ray information from the Cossack, scientist number 6. We knew that the Cossack would be parading somewhere in a traditional costume, but nothing more. Angelo was dead, and it seemed that his nephew was unable to provide us with any information, so we were at a loss to know just what to do. From the apartment balcony, Sir Giles and I looked out on the lights and the gay crowds. The boulevard choked with traffic. The whole city was humming behind us, and the beats of the cuica, the native drum, were becoming more and more insidious in the distance. But the old boy seemed to have lost heart.
Hey, let's go back inside, Carson. It's starting to get on my nerves.
Whatever you say, sir.
All these weeks and weeks of hunting and striving, and what have we? Practically nothing. I feel like turning the whole thing in.
Ah, you're down in the dumps, sir. How about a...
No, Carson, not for me. But have a snort, by all means, if you feel like it.
I don't really want it, sir. Just that I thought perhaps it might cheer you a little.
I'm rather beyond being cheered, Carson. Do take a seat.
All right, sir.
It's more than losing Angelo. It's just that the whole business seems so hopeless.
Oh, but, Sir Giles, we can't turn it in.
Oh, of course not, Carson. I didn't really mean that. We must do our best while we are physically able.
And our new Angelo?
Little use, I fear. He obviously hasn't the sway with his people that his uncle had.
Yet he seems so desperately anxious to prove himself.
No, indeed. But the relatives and acquaintances are in no mood to help us. Not while they're still mourning an old comrade. And he was a comrade, you know, Carson.
Yes, mine also, Sir Giles. Saved my life a number of times.
I lost count of the times. What tight scrapes we were in together. But to think that he should have given his life in what now looks to be a dismal failure.
Oh, there's time yet, sir.
You're very kind, Carson, but I don't see it. Deauville might give us a clue to the whereabouts of this Charco blighter. The same applies to Mademoiselle Corelli. But where are they?
Well out of sight.
There you are.
All right, sir. We're desperate. But what are we to do?
If I could lay hands on either Deauville or the Mademoiselle, either my treacherous friend Julius Grant or the erstwhile Miss Sally Druin, I'd choke something out of them. But you've summed it up, Carson. What are we to do?
Well, watch the mummers, the merrymakers, and so forth tomorrow. Watch for the troops of dancing Cossacks.
And question each of them?
We might gather something from the way they act, sir.
Yet it would appear that Charco knows precisely where to act, to strike, to question. No, that's the longest of long shots.
And then we sit here feeling sorry for ourselves.
Oh, no. I dare say we'll get out and about. Make a very early start, too.
Now, in that case, best you get some sleep, sir.
Well, what about yourself?
Fakarelli and Deauville must be in town. Also, Julius Grant and Sally Bruin, as we call her still, for that matter. I thought I might take a stroll through the crowds.
Oh, really, old chap? I think perhaps it... Oh, who might this be?
Well, you told Angelo's nephew to ring if anything turned up.
Oh, I didn't need. Well, we'll see who it is. Yes?
Guess who?
What is it you want, madam?
Mademoiselle?
Oh, it's you, Mademoiselle Corelli.
Oui.
String her along, sir. String her along.
I'll leave that to you.
Sir.
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Monsieur Bruce here.
But what happened to Monsieur Sir Giles?
Oh, he's very generously given me the pleasure. Where are you?
I not know.
Oh, now, don't be cruel, Faye. I'm desperate to see you. Let me pick you up. Take you out somewhere. Somewhere gay.
But I save up all this being gay till the carnival really commence.
You're at home, then?
At home? No, not at home.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
But I am alone. On my way home, perhaps.
Oh.
She's a tricky one.
Look, really, Faye, I must see you.
I like to see you. But unfortunately...
Then why the blazes did you phone?
Monsieur Bruce.
You've been leading us a dance long enough. Very clever of you to walk out on us as you did.
You seem to forget. Both you and Monsieur Sajar threatened to harm me.
Well, we wanted a little information. Nothing more.
Then I give you some. That's why I ring.
All right. Let's hear it.
Tomorrow, I wear my fancy costume. You know it?
The Harlequin costume?
Of course.
And you just phoned to tell me that?
Oui.
Or did you phone to find out whether we were home? Whether we were taking things cheerfully or otherwise?
You act so strange tonight. You have none of the carnival spirit.
Well, perhaps I'd get into the mood if you'd meet me somewhere.
I would love very much to meet you, Monsieur Bruce. But I cannot. Good night.
Say, I... it's no use.
She has quite a flair for these vague calls and then hanging up on one.
Sir Giles, Chowko might be holding some threat over her head. But I have a feeling she's still playing the double game, still trying to win out for the freelance agents. Well, but I must be off. Mind if I borrow the car?
But you said a stroll.
And there's a chance Faye's ringing from a phone booth somewhere.
Oh, man alive, Rio's a vast city. How do you expect...
No, needle in a haystack, perhaps, sir, but a chance.
All right, take it by all means, old fellow. But do watch yourself.
And so I drove out, only to be irritated by the traffic, the crowds. No lights showed in Faye's apartment, in Julius Grant's, or in Roger Deauville's city flat. Everyone was waiting for the first day of the carnival. So at last I went back to the Davenport establishment, there to sleep fitfully for a few hours. The hopelessness was crushing as we said goodbye to Helena and stepped out on what seemed to be an impossible task. We both wore casual clothes and did our best to look unconcerned amidst the thousands watching the gaily costumed revelers.
In times past, Carson, I've been a reveler myself.
Quite fantastic, sir. Some of the costumes are breathtaking.
But no Cossacks.
Piros, Red Indians, French sailors, but... No, nothing faintly resembling Cossacks as yet.
Then let's push our way along a little.
Hold steady a moment, sir.
Carson, this may be a brilliant spectacle, but we're not here to admire the sight.
I was just looking at those Spanish girls.
Oh, really, old fellow, we all know you've an eye for the other sex, but is this the time?
But look at them, sir. Coming closer now.
Great heavens, Carson.
Look, sir, as they come circling and dancing up. I could never mistake those legs.
What is this all about?
Faye Corelli, I'll swear it.
But wasn't she to be a harlequin or some such?
Yes, sir, sir. And she phoned last night to assure me she'd be in that self-same costume. Howsoever, it seems that that was another of her lapses.
If one of these dancers really is Mademoiselle Corelli, then she phoned you deliberately to put you off the track. Indeed, at last I see the point of that call. But which is the dear, devious creature?
Just pick the best pair of legs, Sir Giles.
I'm a little rusty, I fear.
Coming this way now.
I say, old fellow, just what are you proposing to do?
Watch, sir. Another couple of steps and...
Cyril!
Monsieur.
Of course, Monsieur Bruce.
I thought it was you, despite the mask.
Monsieur Bruce, you bring death to me. You must let me go quick.
Not till I know the whereabouts of Chaco.
Believe me, he lacks even now in the crowd. I am ordered to dance.
Why? And why in a different costume?
Are you mad, Monsieur Bruce? Both of you?
I must know.
I will cry for help.
Nothing unusual for ardent fellows to reach out and grab a fair wench at this time of year, so I'm told.
Indeed not. Young lady, we must have this information.
But what use can you make of it? None. Because already Chaco has persuaded the Cossack to talk.
Not really.
It is true, Monsieur Sir Giles. By talking to me like this, you gain nothing. Chaco knows all.
The full secret of the death ray. A weapon of frightening power at any time. Infinitely more frightening in the hands of the type of person we knew Chaco to be. Faye's terror convinced us that it was dangerous to hold her against her will and so make ourselves conspicuous. And so, without gleaning just why she might be dancing as a masked Spanish girl, we melted into the crowd again. What was the next move? The answer came from behind us.
Excellency, Senor.
Excellency? Oh, it's you, young Angelo.
My relatives and the acquaintances of my uncle have relented, Excellency. Their eyes have been busy. And for not one moment have you been beyond their sight and their protection.
You don't say. Then you are following in your uncle's footsteps.
They haven't tabbed Chaco by any chance.
Not Chaco, Senor.
But someone else, eh?
Si. This one you call the Cossack.
Good for you. You mean you spotted the fella?
Indeed, Excellency. There are many of these dancing Cossacks. But of all of them, not one is able to dance with the abandon of this certain man. So fast are his feet that the eyes are unable to follow.
But how can you say for certain he's our man?
He speaks in a strange tongue.
Sounds like him, Sir Giles.
Well, we are prepared to consider anyone.
Then come with me at once. It is not at a great distance. And there, I will point him out to you. serve you one, Excellency? Signor?
No mistaking the most accomplished dancer.
The Cossack at last.
But what do you aim to do, Carson?
Stop him dancing. Get him away from the others.
Yes, Mademoiselle Coretti
said... So, sir. That Charco had seen the Cossack and got his information.
And that's what I mean.
But why is Faye in the midst of the revelers? Why did she tell us that? Because, sir, she hasn't located this fellow herself. Nor Charco, for that matter.
Then you mean we've stolen a march at last?
That's my guess, sir. Now, hold steady, both of you. Let him get a little closer, and I'm going to be an excited expatriate Russian, determined to have a private word with this dancing genius.
Oh, my friend, your prize and your good wishes strike deep into my heart. Only once each year I dance. I save everything for this visit. But my companions, you see, they move away, so I must join them again.
And not for a moment, if you don't mind.
What is this? Suddenly, my friend, you speak English in a different manner.
The heavy European accent is somewhat of an effort.
You will kindly permit me to return to my companions.
We are desperate men. We know about Charco. But we're determined that the death ray secret shall not fall into his hands.
What do you know of the death ray?
Enough to say this. In the wrong hands, it will cause untold destruction and misery. Has Charco got this final fragment of information from you? Has he?
Charco had... My luck.
Carson, a dart. A poison dart.
Great Lucifer.
Charco has got me at last.
Many of these poison darts had struck their marks, taken lives in the course of our search. Now we knew they were from Charco. But as the Cossack fell limply into our arms, it seemed that we had no chance whatsoever in Operation Death Ray.